The Lord shall help this evening. You'll find the text in the 28th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, and the latter part of the 20th verse. Matthew 28, and the latter part of the 20th verse. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew 28, in the latter part of the 20th verse. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. These words, friends, dropped as I walked from the vestry to the pulpit here this evening. I told our friends in the vestry I knew not what to read. I walked then from the vestry to the pulpit. They seemed to drop. Lo, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I do sincerely hope and trust there's a divine purpose. You know, we don't get away. We don't go down into the depths. We don't have to travel thorny ground. We don't have to experience an uphill journey unless the Lord is pleased to bless. That's just how I felt for an hour or two before this service. There are blessings, rich and free, that reside in our precious Jesus. You've just sang of him. How precious he is. We cannot seemingly begin to consider the preciousness of a precious Christ. But I believe there are those, and I hope not a few before me, who've experienced just a little of his preciousness. You can look back in your soul's experience and point to the place where he has been precious, where he has manifested his precious presence. You may have had a tempting Satan. You may have had that within yourself since, which may say, ah, oh, would it true? Could such a thing be true? Could he be precious to such a poor sinner as me? But look back, friend, to that time. If you have no time, I feel sorry for you. He is precious. He is precious in his precious blood. And what a mercy it is, as the hymn writer said, he is precious on a dying bed. Therefore, his preciousness is right the way through. Oh, that we could see more of it and experience more of it. Lo, I am with you. One of you may be saying, or perhaps more this evening, these words were given to the disciples. As the Lord Jesus Christ sent them forth to preach, to teach, and to baptize, they were. Truly they were. But I believe they are given as the Lord applies them to every child of God. Lo, I am with thee. Think for a moment as the Lord shall help us. What a blessed, gracious presence you and I have if we belong to this people. There may be one before me asking the question, do I belong to this people? Am I his or no? Can I expect the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in life's journey, in my soul's experience? To whom then has the Lord been pleased to reveal himself as the great I Am to his people, to the Israelites, the true Israelites, those who are born again, those who are brought into the family of the living God? And how this promise, the promise of God's presence, has been handed down right through the ages. Given to Abraham, given to Jacob, handed down again and again. Abraham went out, and he knew not where he was going. There may be one here this evening like Abraham. You've gone out, and you're wondering perhaps even now where the seam will end. I believe we said this yesterday sometime, you may be like those disciples or like the Israelites. You may have entered the cloud. You've gone out. Seemingly the Lord has opened a door for you. The Lord has drawn you, and now you wonder where you are, where the seam will end. Abraham, child of God, dear, here the Lord has said, I will be with thee. Lo, I am with thee. And how, as the Lord was preparing Joshua for the war he had before him, how the Lord so graciously spoke and handed down that promise, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. You cannot, dear child of grace, dispute it. It's the word of eternal life. The God of heaven, the authority of no less than the Holy Spirit. And this I Am, of whom we have in the text, promised Moses, promised Joshua, not to fail nor forsake. You're the failing creature, you're the forsaking creature, but not him. You can never charge a precious Jesus with failing. You can never charge a precious Jesus with forsaking. Did he fail the disciples when the winds arose? When the storm arose? There may be one before me now on a high sea. You may have winds, you may have storms, they may seem to howl round you, and you may feel the next wave will come right over you. Jesus was asleep? Did he fail his dear disciples? Did he forsake them? No. No. The Lord God of heaven and earth, he was with them. But, friend, they had to come to this place. And I believe a few of you know what it is to come to that place. Save us. Save, Lord. Or we perish. The dear psalmist said, save me. Why? Because the waters were coming to his soul. Love, I am with you always. How the Lord Jesus Christ arose and he rebuked the wind and the waves. What did he say to his disciples? Why are ye so fearful? Why? Maybe a fearful one before me this evening. I know what it is. Why are ye so fearful? Why, if it was possible, you cast your trouble into the lap of one near to you. You cast your trouble upon another one. But you cannot. It's your trouble. It's your sorrow. It's your anxiety. It's you. Lo, I am with you. And what did the disciples say? What have you had to say? Or maybe a poor soul now traveling this way. What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? That crooked way has been made straight. The rough way it made plain. What love I am with you. And dear Joshua, you know, as the Lord handed down that promise, Moses encouraged him. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. I remember going to preach some years ago to Allington in Wiltshire. And as I was going over the downs, begging the Lord for a time, those words dropped. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. I remember saying to the Lord then in the car, Lord, what is it? What is it before me? I began to tremble and wonder what it was. What is before me? Lo, I am with you. I hope, as the Spirit helped me, try to preach in those words. But on the Tuesday evening, whilst I was getting ready to preach at home, I had a message to say that my mother was dying, suddenly. And before I reached, only a few moments, she was gone. I loved her. With a blow to me. But I felt, friends, in that very room, the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. I said to my father, brother and sister, as we looked upon her, let's pray. And I felt the presence of God in that room. The room of death. A loved one being taken. Lo, I am with you. What a mercy it is if we can feel. And if the Lord in his mercy and grace speaks to our soul, the Lord, he it is. Lo, I am with you. Joshua, you know, wasn't all plain sailing. Wasn't a rosy path as the world would paint it. He had his troubles. He had his anxieties. He had the walls of Jericho. There may be one before me this evening with the walls of Jericho. Stones. Well grounded. A good foundation. They were there before him. Would the Lord lead him thus far and leave? Lo, I am with thee. And how he proved to Joshua and to the children of Israel his presence there. Is there something hard before you? The very impossible. Do you stand this evening, friend, on the brink of it and view it? How were the walls of Jericho broken? How did they fall down? By the power of God. I believe and I hope a few of you here this evening have seen a few walls fall down. Taken down. Or you may have said, perhaps within yourself, it's more than I can bear. More than I can face. How the Lord proved, lo, I am with thee. And you know the history, the story of how the walls of Jericho, they just fell down. Just fell down. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. But oh, we have to come to those places. We have to come to those spots when he shall have all the glory. We want a little bit ourselves sometimes, if left to ourselves. We try and put our shoulder to the wheel. We try and help ourselves. The Lord will bring you to this place where your boots will get so heavy with a miry clay you won't be able to pick them up. They become heavier and heavier. And what does the poor soul say? Lord, help me. Lo, I am with you. If ever by the grace of God you've been able to say, Lord, help me, you've had one with you. You haven't done it yourself. Reduce the self-despair. Then the poor soul cries out and seeks after the presence of God. Lo, I am with you. And so we could go on in the case of Joshua and the children of Israel. We have it well summed up in Psalm 107. How wayward. How they sought after the flesh. Yet again and again, then they cried unto the Lord. Didn't cry for they were in distress, did they? They could help themselves before. Lo, I am with you. He was with them in their cry. He indicted their cry. That real cry is the cry indicted by the Holy Spirit. And oftentimes these Holy Spirit cries, they're not long cries. No. You know, sometimes, dear David, he had to walk. He had to experience that psalm where he cried out for his sins. He had to walk in that psalm before he could come to some of the other psalms. So you, brother. But in confession, purge me with this. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Lo, I am with you. With you in confession. He had to walk in this psalm before he could say, praise ye the Lord. The dear apostle, he knew the seventh of Romans before he came to the eighth. People put these things backwards sometimes. Oh, wretched man as I am. Was the Lord with him? Was the Holy Spirit with him? Yes. He put the cry in. He revealed to the man what he was. Dear Paul could go on to say after that, all things work together for good. Lo, I am with you. I am with you. After he knew the wretchedness and spoke of his own heart, then the Lord lifted him, as it were, up into that place. All things work together for good. To them that love God, to those who are called. Oh, the called ones, you may be saying, worries me, causes me much sorrow. I'm thankful for it does. I tell you for why. Because there's life there. A dead soul feels nothing to this. A dead soul may be able to use a lot of well-groomed language and perhaps repeat much scripture and hymns. But a living soul knows what it is to cry. And that cry, I believe, is in the ears of one who said, lo, I am with you. Is there then a way before you? Is there a problem before you? Is there a difficult place before you? You may have opposition. You may be walking in a place where it seems as opposition is coming from every corner. And you may say to yourselves, can this be the way of a child of God? Can this be the way the Lord leads his people? He led them forth by a right way. By a right way. They might go to a city of habitation. I did say yesterday, I felt much of life. Jesus said, in the world ye shall have tribulation. You won't escape it, friend. You may try to. You may try and undermine it. You may try and scale above it. You won't escape tribulation. And those of you before me, and I hope not a few of you, know what it is. Hasn't been in tribulation's pathway when you felt the Lord's presence? Hasn't He held you up? You've had kind friends. You've had loving friends. They've done all in their power to help you, but you've got to go a step further. Beyond all the help of kind friends, and in that step, that very step, you felt the presence of one who said, "Lo, I am with you." 'Tis good and proper. We read in Scripture that then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. But we have, dear friends, from time to time to go into that step further. The nearest and dearest may not understand you. They cannot understand you. They cannot uphold you. But will the Lord fail? Will He forsake? No. Why? Lo, I am with you. And how we prove again and again through Scripture. And I do like, as the Spirit shall help me, to keep close to Scripture. How we prove the Lord's leading and teachings with His people. He has been with them, and with them to bless. Lo, I am with you. We read that beautiful passage in the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, and it is a beautiful passage, a blessed passage. I remember just as I was went out to preach, after a few weeks I was in great trouble and persecution. Trouble and persecution coming together, friend, to her. And it brought me very, very low in body. Sleepless night. A path which one would never choose. A path which hurted. The pastor at Bournemouth, I asked him if he would come and preach for us one week evening. He was staying with me. And it was the same day as he came on the Tuesday evening. I didn't say a word to him where I was and how I stood. Not a word. And that was the time. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and the waters are right up to my neck. I could feel the heat of the fire. I remember the morning before this, I said to the Lord, "It'll kill me." Lo, I am with you. I proved it in that sermon. I've looked back many and many a time and wished I could feel again the power of it. It was with unction It was with divine power those words entered into my soul. For a few moments, friends, I didn't have a fear. All my fears were quelled, and a sweet, heavenly, filial fear was implanted. Why? Did not the Lord go on to say, and I could feel it, let Satan say what he would, let men say what they would, I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Lo, I am with you. I do hope I speak these things for your encouragement. I don't know where you are this evening, but may the Lord use it to the encouragement of some poor soul. And again, he has encouraged his people down through the ages. But we've got to be in the waters. We've got to be in the fire to know and to feel these things. I know people would say today, these things are old-fashioned. They're not, friends, they're new-fashioned. I'd tell you for why it's the new and living way. The new and living way. And if I not deceive, I hope not. It's the only way. The way which leadeth unto life everlasting. The way which will prove, lo, I am with you. And as it proved it again and again, he led the people through the wilderness to prove them and to humble them. To prove what? He was God. To prove what? Lo, I am with you. What a mercy if the Lord in his grace was to apply this to some poor soul this evening. It may be, friends, bread cast upon the waters. If you are a child of God, and I hope you are, you'll need it. You'll need to feel his presence. When the bottom's been taken out of everything. When you've got nothing left. Tis then Jesus. And Jesus only can do your helpless soul good. Lo, I am with you. And the Lord said to Jacob, in all places, whithersoever thou goest, I've told you before, the Lord gave me that promise as he thrust me into the ministry in all places. But I've been in the places sometimes where I felt, is this one of the places? Can this be one of the places? That was my feeling, friend. But God proved it was one of the places. In all places, whithersoever thou goest. What can I hear one saying now? You don't know my wandering heart. You don't know my fearful heart. I'm looking now at a place. I'm traveling in a place. The Lord going to be with me there? Yes. I must be faithful. You may be in a place this evening where nature's led you. You may be in a place where seemingly you're lapping up sin. The Lord's going to be there. Solemn, but true, yes. The Holy Spirit will teach you. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you this way is wrong. This way is sin. He wasn't with you, friend, and left you. Where'd you go? On and on and on. The flesh loves it. But there comes that those appointed places when the Holy Spirit so brings that child to a halt. And we said yesterday, it won't hurt to say this evening, I believe Job was brought there. And what did the Spirit teach him? He was a good man. He thought he was. Didn't think he deserved what the Lord was laying upon him. He moaned, he groaned, he fought against it. Like Ephraim unaccustomed the bullock to the yoke. But dear Job was there when the Lord so imparted that language. It wasn't human language. The language of the Holy Spirit. Behold, I am one. That's teaching. Lo, I am with you. With you there, friends. With you, you fill your voice. With you do you feel your emptiness. With you do you feel your helplessness. He's your teacher. He's your revealer. And where did he take Job to? To a precious Redeemer. To a precious Christ. And he will to you. He will you. He will take you to lean on the Beloved. He will take you to know and to feel and realize that none but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. Lo, I am with you. We haven't time this evening, but if we had to consider some of the places where the disciples had to go, some of those dark places, some of those deep places, they didn't escape imprisonment. They didn't escape persecution. No. Lo, I am with you. What a great mercy it is then, dear soul, if we are one of these people to whom the Lord has promised his presence. Again we go back to the Old Testament. Moses said, if thy presence go not with us, I pleaded it myself, and I don't want you to look at me. I'm nothing. I had to plead this at Bethesda this evening. If thy presence go not with me, Lord, carry me not up. Lo, I am with you. Lo, I am with you. Hark, who's speaking? My presence shall go with thee. How did the dear man feel? Elevated, why have I found grace in thy sight? He wasn't the only one that cried that cry. Dear Ruth cried it. There may be a Ruth before me this evening. Ruth said, and she meant what she said. She felt what she said. She did not lie. One of his handmaids. You may feel it this evening. Not like one of the children of God. You see so much within specks, blemishes. You look at one, you look at another. I remember once, whilst in my teens, I knew a dear, a gracious man. I shall never forget praying once in secret to the Lord. Lord, if only I had as much grace in me as that man had in his little finger, just so I felt. You may feel far different to the Lord's people, but Ruth, oh how she proved the presence of God. Lo, I am with you. Boaz, why, when she went in and laid beside him, how Ruth came in and laid beside him. Have you ever had to come the same way? Come and lay beside him. She crept beside him and covered herself and laid her down. Dear child of grace, one said, and how true it is, I creep beside him like a worm and see him bleed for me. Lo, I am blessed. Even unto the end of the world. There is no ending of his presence. No ending. The world will end. All things here below will end. There'll be nothing, but there'll be no ending of the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did the Lord take the people of Israel to Jordan and leave them? Did he? No. There's a way made. Our dear Redeemer said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. He goes on to speak He prepared a place for his people. Those mansions in the skies. Is there a place prepared for you? Is there a mansion in the skies for you? If so, you'll occupy it. If so, you'll be brought there. Because the Lord has said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. What a mercy. In times we are unable to lean upon him. Times we are unable to confide in him. Turn away from all others and confide in his presence. Confide in the wonders of a wonder-working Redeemer. Confide in those precious promises which are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Unto the end of the world, amen. Amen. The speaker, the Lord Jesus Christ. One who promised his presence, and now he pronounces the Amen. So be it. The eternal manifested will of God. I won't just come to this and I'll sit down. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. If by the grace of God you had been the recipient of God himself, you understand me rightly, the word of God in your soul, a promise given, a promise rested upon, that promise may now seem to be far, far away. The amen is said. None can rob you. None can take it from you. For the amen has declared it. There be an amen, friends, to your lives and mine. What then? Lo, I am with you. How shall I do, one say, in the swellings of Jordan? Lo, I am with you unto the end of the world. And I believe, I'm confirmed, that those who know a little of the presence of the Lord here and now will know him as he reaches forth and he takes his people through Jordan. What? This very chapter speaks of it. This very chapter sets it forth. A glorious risen Christ, Jesus. Lo, I am with you. They thought they'd killed the Lord of life and glory, annihilated the Son of God, but no, no. When he bowed his head and gave up the ghost, he committed himself, his all, unto his Father. Lo, no break. No break. Lo, I am with you unto the end of the world. Amen.